We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
But then again, they're starting your car and some other things that you need to keep in mind. And here to run down some of those for us is our good friend James McPherson, or Jim McPherson, car doctor emeritus. Cold weather is here and is on its way. And Jim, first of all, good morning, doctor. How have you been?
Doing well, thank you.
All right. Well, all right. I mean, most of this stuff, I guess we've learned over the years, but they still, maybe a reprise is not a bad idea to go over them again. You know, what would you recommend people do? Check the antifreeze, obviously, but what else?
In addition to that, I'd start from the ground up and check the tires. Because as the temperatures drop, tire pressures also decrease, and perhaps not enough to trigger the tire pressure monitoring light that many cars have today, but still the decrease can reduce performance, increase tire wear, and cause you to burn more gasoline. You also want to check to make sure that you have a proper tire for the colder weather. An increasing number of cars, especially if you have a newer model, come with high-performance or summer tires, and these are ill-suited for cold weather. Nothing beats a winter tire for these colder months, so you may want to check that also. And then, of course, we get to the issue of batteries. If your battery is 3 or 4 years of age, it would be a good idea to have it checked. But that age does not necessarily doom it to replacement.
Sure.
I've gotten up to 10 years out of a battery. But interestingly, we are seeing cars now that are placing greater demands on the electrical system, specifically the battery,
right,
shortening battery life. And so we're actually seeing a decline in that. So it wouldn't be a bad idea at all to give that a check. And then, of course, a walk around the car, I think, is in order. Check to make sure that the lights are working properly. We have more hours of darkness nowadays.
Yeah.
And, of course, heater operation is also critical. And it's not just for comfort. It's for safety. If you're in a sleet storm, for example, you're going to need piping hot air delivered to the windshield through the defroster system in order to keep your visibility up.
Which brings us to a couple of questions, Jim. Number one, I've known people who have a weak battery, okay? And it's cranking, but just barely, not enough to start the car. And I've seen some people, oh, well, let's turn on my headlights and maybe that'll do it. That doesn't do it, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, that's just more of a drain.
It's just more of a drain, exactly.
Okay, so I was thinking, get current flowing, you know, that might do it. Well, okay, so I'm wrong there. Thank you.
Yep.
The other thing is, and we've talked about this before, when you go out in the winter, and let's say it's 15 degrees, really cold, it's going to take a while for your engine to heat up. Are you better off heating the engine up or just taking off?
I tend to take off and drive very, very gently. And I do that because to simply idle the engine in the driveway or parking lot wastes fuel, number one. In addition to that, modern cars don't have the stumbling that we once had back in the good old carburetor and choke days.
Right.
Where if you didn't warm up the engine, you might have the car stumble and stall just in front of that tractor-trailer rig that you were pulling out in front of. So that would be an incentive to warm it up in the driveway. But you're doing it for your comfort, not for the comfort of the car by any means. So I say start it and start driving gently, although a lot of people like to have that car warmed up before they get in.
Well, let's go back to those golden days. There was a time, as I recall, it would be best to change your, basically change the oil. That's not necessarily a thing to do anymore, right?
Manufacturers today are recommending, by and large, one viscosity range of oil for use throughout the year. And in fact, oil change intervals in many vehicles have gone to 10, 12,000 miles and go for an entire year. So if you're using the proper manufacturer's recommended oil in most cases and you're following the manufacturer's recommended service plan, you probably should not have to do anything to your car out of the ordinary beyond normal maintenance and the checks that we've just outlined. But you also want to do one other thing, too, and that is, I would say, carry a winter emergency kit in the trunk.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, a snow shovel, brush, scraper, those sorts of things. I'd also add a blanket, some sand for a traction medium, And I also suggest that nobody allow the tank to get under one half full.
Okay.
And I do that not so much because I'm worried about condensation in the tank, but I'm worried about what happens if a weather pattern comes in and you get stuck. Remember a few years ago when we were supposed to get a dusting of snow,
yeah,
and 8 inches later there,
yes,
were people who were stuck on I-84 for hours.
Yeah.
Many, okay, of them ran out of gas trying to stay warm.
Jim,
so
if somebody,
a tank.
If Jim wants to check you out, Jim, if you want to check out, I know you're still writing, and where can we find your work?
You can find me in the Hartford Current every Saturday.
All right. Jim, it's great. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Miss you at 7:50.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.